Etymology and meanings of a simile. The entry for similar in the dictionary links to the etymology of simile, as they share the same Latin root. Similes, meaning like, resembling, or of the same kind. Similar is an adjective that describes things that have characteristics in common, and it was first used in the early 17th century. The noun form, similarity, came later in the mid-17th century, and it refers to the state of being similar or having resemblance. The evolution of these words reflects the human desire to compare and understand the world around us, and the importance of language in expressing these observations. Overall, the etymology and meanings of simile and similar demonstrate the enduring power of comparison and likeness in human communication. Simile in grammar. The word simile itself is a noun, and it does have a plural form, similes. However, the word simile refers to the literary device of comparing two things using like or as, not to the actual things being compared. For example, in the sentence "his heart was racing like a cheetah," the simile is the phrase "like a cheetah," which is used to compare the speed of the person's heart to the speed of a cheetah. The word simile in this sentence is simply used to describe the literary device being employed. To summarize, while the word simile is a noun with a plural form, the simile itself is not a noun, but a figure of speech used to make comparisons. Definition of a simile. The term simile in literature means comparing two things using the words like or as. It is often used in literature, poetry, and rhetoric to create a vivid image and enhance the meaning of a phrase or idea. The purpose of a simile is to create a comparison that is easily understandable and memorable for the reader or listener. Common examples of similes. 1. As brave as a lion. 2. As wise as an owl. 3. As quiet as a mouse. 4. As busy as a bee. 5. As strong as an ox. 6. As light as a feather. 7. As white as snow. 8. As black as coal. 9. As red as a rose. 10. As cold as ice. 11. As hot as fire. 12. As sly as a fox. 13. As slippery as an eel. 14. As old as the hills. 15. As quick as a flash. Unconventional similes are those that compare two dissimilar things in a surprising or unexpected way. They can be used to create vivid and memorable descriptions, and often involve unexpected word pairings. Here are some examples of unconventional similes. 1. The moon was like a toenail clipping in the sky. 2. The silence in the room was as loud as thunder. 3. His eyes were like two fried eggs. 4. The car was as green as a cucumber. 5. The wind was as soft as a whisper. 6. She danced like a tree swaying in the breeze. 7. The water in the river was like liquid diamonds. 8. His laughter was like a chainsaw in the forest. 9. The snow was like a million tiny stars falling from the sky. 10. The clouds were like cotton candy floating in the sky. Shakespearean similes. 1. Plentiful as blackberries can be found in Shakespeare's play, Henry IV, Act 2, Scene 3. 2. Thick as hail can be found in Shakespeare's play, Macbeth, Act I, Scene 3. 3. My affection has no bottom, like the Bay of Portugal can be found in Shakespeare's play, The Tempest, Act I, Scene 2. 4. My age is as a lusty winter, frosty but kind can be found in Shakespeare's play, As You Like It, Act 2, Scene 7. 5. Flock together in consent, like so many wild geese can be found in Shakespeare's play, The First Part of Henry VI, Act V, Scene 2. 6. Walk alone like one that had the pestilence can be found in Shakespeare's play, Coriolanus, Act IV, Scene 1. 7. Mad as a buck can be found in Shakespeare's play, The Two Gentlemen of Verona, Act 3, Scene 1. 8. Black as hell can be found in Shakespeare's play, King Lear, Act 2, Scene 3. 9. Life as tedious as a twice-told tale can be found in Shakespeare's play, King John, Act 3, Scene 4. 10. As sure as they can be found in Shakespeare's play, Richard II, Act 2, Scene 1. Literary examples of similes. 1. My heart is like a singing bird, whose nest is in a watered shoot from A Birthday by Christina Rossetti. Explanation. This simile compares the speaker's heart to a singing bird that has made its home in a nourishing environment. It suggests that the speaker's heart is full of joy and vitality, just like a bird that sings happily in its nest. 2. Life is like a box of chocolates, divided by you never know what you're gonna get from Forrest Gump by Winston Groom. Explanation. This simile, made famous by the movie Forrest Gump, compares life to a box of chocolates. It suggests that life is unpredictable and full of surprises, just like a box of assorted chocolates where each one has a different filling. 3. My love is like a red, red rose that's newly sprung in June from a red, red rose by Robert Burns. Explanation. This simile compares the speaker's love to a freshly bloomed red rose in the month of June. It suggests that the love is vibrant, passionate, and full of life, just like the beauty of a newly opened rose. 4. There have been generations of Sir Johns among you, and if knighthood were hereditary, like a baronetcy, as it practically was in old times, when men were knighted from father to son, you would be Sir John now. From Tess of D'Urberville by Thomas Hardy. Explanation. This simile compares the hereditary nature of a baronetcy to the hypothetical situation in which knighthood could also be passed down from father to son. The comparison highlights the difference between the two forms of titles and suggests that if knighthood were hereditary like a baronetcy, then the person being addressed would have inherited the title of Sir John from their ancestors. How to create similes. 1. Be specific. Instead of using generic comparisons like a rock, try to come up with similes that are specific and unique to the situation or character you are describing. For example, her eyes were like two black holes sucking me in creates a more vivid and unusual image than her eyes were like coal. 2. Use sensory details, including sensory details like sight, sound, touch, taste, and smell in your similes can help make them more engaging and memorable. For example, the silence was like a cold hand gripping my throat uses both touch and sound to create a powerful image. 3. Think outside the box. Don't be afraid to be creative and unconventional with your similes. Combining two unlikely things can create an unusual and memorable comparison. For example, her laughter was like a swarm of butterflies taking flight combines the sound of laughter with the visual image of butterflies to create a unique simile. 4. Draw on personal experience. Personal experiences and memories can provide inspiration for similes that are unique to you. Think about how you would describe a feeling or experience to someone else and try to capture that in a simile. For example, the weight of her grief was like a boulder on my chest draws on a personal experience of feeling overwhelmed by emotions. 5. Edit and revise. Like any other form of writing, creating good similes takes practice and revision. Experiment with different combinations of words and images until you find a simile that feels fresh and effective. Benefits of using similes. 1. Enhancing understanding. Similes can help to clarify abstract or complex ideas by comparing them to something more familiar. This can help readers or listeners to better understand and relate to the concept being discussed. 2. Creating vivid imagery. Similes can create vivid images in the reader's or listener's mind, making the description or narrative more engaging and memorable. 3. Evoking emotions. Similes can be used to convey emotions and feelings more effectively than simple descriptions. By comparing emotions to something else, similes can create a more powerful and evocative image that helps to convey the intended emotion. 4. Adding interest. Similes can make writing or speech more interesting and engaging. By using creative and unexpected comparisons, similes can capture the reader's or listener's attention and keep them interested in the topic being discussed. 5. Highlighting similarities and differences. Similes can be used to highlight similarities and differences between two things, allowing for deeper analysis and understanding of the topic being discussed. Similes in literary theory. 1. Similes in postmodernism play a significant role in postmodern literature because they can be used to create fragmented and self-reflexive effects that challenge traditional literary conventions. Postmodernism is characterized by a rejection of grand narratives and an emphasis on the multiplicity of meanings and the instability of language. Similes can help to create these effects in several ways. Disrupting meaning. Similes can be used to disrupt the meaning of a text by introducing unexpected or contradictory comparisons. This can create a sense of uncertainty and ambiguity that challenges the reader's assumptions and expectations. Irony. Similes can be used to create ironic effects by comparing two things that are seemingly unrelated. This can create a sense of absurdity or humor that undermines traditional literary conventions. Self-reflexivity. Similes can be used to draw attention to the artifice of the text and the act of reading. By comparing the text to something else, similes can highlight the constructed nature of language and meaning, and encourage the reader to question their assumptions about the text. Fragmentation. Similes can be used to create a sense of fragmentation and disunity by introducing multiple, conflicting comparisons. This can create a sense of disorientation that challenges the reader's understanding of the text and the world it represents. 2. Role of similes in structuralism and post-structuralism. In structuralism and post-structuralism, similes play a role in helping to deconstruct the underlying assumptions and structures that shape our understanding of the world. Similes are often used to draw comparisons between seemingly unrelated things, revealing hidden connections and relationships that challenge our traditional ways of thinking. In structuralism, similes can be used to analyze the underlying structures that shape our understanding of language and culture. For example, a simile might be used to compare the structure of a sentence to the structure of a musical composition, revealing how both are composed of smaller elements that combine to create a larger whole. This can help to reveal the underlying rules and conventions that govern language and culture. In post-structuralism, similes are often used to disrupt and subvert these underlying structures, challenging our traditional ways of thinking and understanding. For example, a simile might be used to compare a text to a machine or a system, revealing how the text is composed of smaller elements that are connected in complex and often unpredictable ways. This can help to reveal the ways in which language and culture are inherently unstable and subject to constant change and reinterpretation. Suggested readings: Blackoff, George and Mark Johnson, Metaphors We Live By, University of Chicago Press, 1980. Leonard, Alice and Alice Leonard, Error in Figurative Language, Error in Shakespeare, Shakespeare in Error, 15-65. Sam Glucksberg and Hot Catrinal, On the Relation Between Metaphor and Simile When Comparison Fails, Mind and Language, 21.3, 306-378. Grand, Sue, The Hero in the Mirror, From Fear to Fortitude, Routledge, 2011.